Hi, gang, and welcome to another episode of Titles in Progress. I'm Lane.
I'm Fry.
I'm Lee.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Josh.
Woo! And, well, Yay. It's our third episode. Whee!
Yeah, we would have gotten to this a week earlier, except we failed our channeling check, if you guys didn't see the Facebook page.
Let's not lie. I wasn't here because of Mass Effect.
Yeah, I understand that.
Let's not cut corners.
I wasn't here because of my girlfriend.
Oh.
No, because we're long distance. At least I have a girlfriend.
No hating on the podcast.
No,
hate on the podcast. Come on.
You can't say whoops when we're long distance.
The thing is, though, you still are being whipped.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait. I like how Josh does something. You're angry. Fry does says essentially the same thing, and you're like, okay.
It's no, because multiple people are saying it.
The thing is, though, I do have a higher intimidate. Ironically enough, I'm doing my D&D sheet right now as we're doing this. So.
I'm surprised you haven't like started smoking yet. Just because it's like, oh, just a couple people have to tell me it's cool.
No. With facts. Not with like you should try it. No.
Oh, yeah,
like,
speaking of smoking, okay, so I was at work today at Malwart.
Oh god.
And I have to do a thing called CBLs, which is like a like a computer training program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I've been there for a year. They'd think I'd know what's going on.
Yeah, they tried to get me to do that at McDonald's, and I said, screw you.
I'm sure that went well. Anyway.
Wait, where do you work?
Black Arnold's.
Black Arnold's. Wherever.
I'm still waiting for that call from the corporate guys at that place.
You just named your workplace.
No, he didn't.
No, I said Malwart. No one's ever going to figure out where it was. All right, so anyway, this program was about tobacco sales and stuff like that. And the video starts, and the training starts off with, tobacco leads to a lot of diseases and kills over 40,000 people. And then it goes on to, let's sell this stuff to people.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's true. I've seen that video myself on a few, other occasions.
I know, but it's so weird. It's like, okay, we're going to tell you how dangerous the stuff is that you're selling. And then we're going to teach you how to sell it.
We're going to encourage you to poison people with the products that we try to offer them.
And I'm not even going into the whole smoking's bad thing. If you smoke, whatever. It's just weird.
It's weird that they go, it's really, really bad. Now sell it to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Sell it to them now.
And yeah, they counter that with you've seen the truth commercials, right? Some of the stuff they come up with the truth commercials, they're smart. I mean, they went with the...
They're like Jeopardy smart.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, they went with direct, smart. Which is like, okay.
Yeah.
So then they went with the funny stuff. You're like, oh, that's hilarious. Like, yeah.
That's what gets your attention.
It does work, though. It does work like a typo. The typo one, I swear I love that. That's one of my favorites. And also, the magical amount of nicotine in it. You cannot be serious. Like, but the reason why they said that was because an actual individual from a tobacco company says, oh, it's not the nicotine that's the problem. We alter it and do other things, and we actually manipulate these nicotine levels to the point that it is considered magical. They actually said that to in a meeting. Wow. And I was like, you cannot be serious. Did a grown man just say magical?
I seriously want to know what the fuck that guy was thinking, and I really want to be on that guy's PR team. Just to see the reactions of everyone in the room, because I can guarantee you
jaws hit the floor. Like,
no, it's like that serious guy from what do you call it, Tide Goes In, Tide Goes Out, that guy.
Yeah,
you
know,
like Tide Goes In, Tide Goes Out. I mean, we're gonna put that on the link dump so we know. So someone write that down.
Okay.
Preferably you. Because
he said so.
Because I said so, and because
you're the fifth wheel. That's why.
Yeah. Forget you all.
Yeah, you know you love.
I'm kind of sad that it took me a second. I had to like point at each other. And go, one, two,
shit.
Three, four.
Fuck. How many people are here?
I got a high school diploma, folks. I got a high school diploma.
Anyway. I have a GED, so that's saying something.
All right.
Actually, I'll tell the reason why we did that later, because I don't want everyone to hear me air out my dirty laundry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this isn't the place to do it with all our 58 listeners.
Actually, if you combine them all together, I feel like we have a better number than that.
Yeah, I guess.
Because it's 58 and 52.
Okay.
Trust me, I checked it right before we came down.
That's sad.
Yeah, I'm...
Look, let's put it to you this way. When you have so much free time on your hands, you tend to get lonely.
He needs a reason to keep doing this. It's like, let me look.
So you look at the podcast page.
Hey, that means
what are you doing?
But let's put it to you this way. That means at least somebody cares
about enough. Hold on. Does that count? Or is that per person or is that per view? Because if it's per view, then it might just be us listening to it multiple times.
I've only listened to it once.
I only listened to it once, and that's when it's not on the site.
I didn't listen to the second one. I only listened to the first.
Unless, of course, there is just somebody out there that hits the repeat button as soon as it's
on. Oh my gosh, these people are awesome!
No, it's just... No,
guys!
Zach, oh my gosh, are you going to say the same thing again?
Yeah, exactly. I do not know. It is actually placed on not just as view, as people, because it actually records on the
computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So for all of you guys, thank you.
So thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Gracias.
If you have over 200
views. I couldn't ask my mom. She'd just be like, this is...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. She'd be like... If we have over 200 views, we know people are watching.
Well, we're not really over 200 views. We're like 100 and what now?
Oh.
Like, I don't feel like doing the math. It's like 110?
Yeah.
52 and 58?
You know, I was going to ask
I'm actually going to get on to it.
I'm sorry. Okay.
But first, we're going to go into our featured comic of the week.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to do a...
Thing of the week.
I wanted to do a review of a comic or a comic series every week. Just a short one. And not even necessarily new stuff that comes out. Maybe I'll pick a couple oldies. But I'm going to talk about Ultimate Comics Spider-Man. The first... they got to be up to 8 issues now. Is actually really good. And I know a lot of... Shut the heck up.
Shut up, Josh.
Oh, hey, guys. Let's talk about music.
Yeah. Hey, what about music? I don't know about music.
Hey, I gave a valid description. You get going.
So anyway. I know there are more than a few people out there that have turned away from this comic because Spider-Man is now black.
I thought he was a Mexican.
He's African-American / Hispanic.
Oh, so now they're just appeasing to the minorities, right?
No, just
think about this though. How many black superheroes do they have besides what's his name?
Green Lantern guy.
Static Shock.
Static Shock.
Okay,
Green Lantern. One of the forms of Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Okay, one. So two.
Spawn.
Past Spawn, not new Spawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's.
I should say correction on this one. Current black, besides him.
Well,
Static Shock is one.
That's DC. Oh. Steel also.
Well, see, the thing that...
I'll count that. Because I don't, even though I don't like DC and all their horrible shortcomings.
Oh, that's the thing. It's just like,
oh, don't get me started on DC.
I'm thinking more on Marvel also.
Anyway, back to the review.
Exactly. My point proven. Go ahead.
But yeah, a lot of people have turned off to Spider-Man now because he is black, because people are ignorant buttholes. But it's actually really good, and he makes Miles a fun character to read. And yet some people might be turned off by the pacing, because it takes him about 7 issues to actually get his black and red costume. But before that, it's kind of funny, because his friend tells him, since he's Spider-Man, he has to go out and fight crimes. Because Spider-Man's dead, Peter Parker's dead now, so they need a replacement. So his friend goes to the costume shop and gets a Spider-Man costume. And this is only like maybe a couple days after Spider-Man's death. So even the bad guys are going, this is bad taste.
Ouch.
So bad. Yeah, I would give a more in-depth review, but we have a more important topic tonight. That's bad Pokemon games. Because Pokemon is unfortunately... one of the series that has the best games and also the worst games.
And it's slowly going downhill.
Oh, gosh.
Pokemon Puzzle Cube thing.
What's that new one that's coming out? That park adventure thing that they have. That's coming out now.
Yeah, the dungeon.
What?
Yeah, the dungeon thing.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon Ranger 2 or something like that.
Oh, gosh. Another one?
I think the only reason to get one of those games is because you can get the Pokemon in that and trade it to your actual other game.
That's the only reason why. It's
really? I didn't even know that. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, somehow you can connect your DS wirelessly.
That's
through.
So stupid.
I agree. Like, it's just more marketing. That's all it is.
No, did you hear about the other one, though? It's called, like, Rumble Blast or something.
What the fuck is
let me explain it.
Lineups.
Nintendo had to have been like, Beyblade, Pokemon. Beyblade, Pokemon. Pokey Blade. Yeah. And so apparently what it is, it's like Beyblade where you have these tops.
Yeah,
and you wind them up.
Wind up tops.
Up tops.
With Pokemon.
Yes. And you it's battle them.
It's a video game.
It's for the 3DS.
My and brain. What the fuck?
Now, here.
Where's the Derpschmidt who came up with that? It pisses me off.
No. Here's the best part. I bet they're going to do something where it's like, they're actual Pokemon. Then they can use their own abilities. And that just gets me thinking. It's either in this world, Pokemon have evolved to have this sort of top come out of them, or there are some sick scientists in Vermilion City stapling Pokemon to tops.
What the?
Oh my gosh. Blastoise top.
You're awful.
But Doug, you awful. Think about it though, if you did have a Blastoise top, you know how fast he can make himself spin?
Oh, yeah.
Hydro pump in a certain direction and to make yourself spin faster.
That's dude, don't give them ideas. That's gonna be like one of their DLCs.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, that's
I want the awful. Cuts. I want the fucking payment cuts on that one. You give me 5%, I'll come up with more ideas.
I swear
to God, if they're giving out jobs like just for people to come up with dumb shit ideas like that,
dude,
I could come up with a million.
Hitmon top.
Thank you.
Hitmon top. Oh my god, dude.
He
wouldn't even need a top.
Exactly.
He just spit on his friggin' head.
No, but they would disqualify the person because it's not a Pokemon staple to a top. But for Hitmon top, they just like get duct tape and wrap it around.
That's essentially just being like exhibit right there. Yeah. Right? So dog, I heard you like tops. So we duct taped Hitmon top to your fucking Beyblade.
Oh god.
So it's, now you can spin in the opposite direction.
And then,
so
I'm picturing Hitmon top with his feet stapled to the top of the top.
Oh yeah.
And so you can flip him and spin him on his head.
But
spin him on the feet.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you really want to think about it though, it could be like the peanut butter on the back of a cat.
Oh.
He could just be sitting there floating in the fucking air like a cylinder. like for instance, like you've never heard that? You never heard that? Heard me explain it? Explain that?
No.
Okay, quick summary. You know how a cat always lands on his feet?
Right.
Yeah.
And you always know how a peanut butter and jelly sandwich always lands peanut butter side down?
Yes.
Right.
I can defy physics and put peanut butter on the back of a cat. The cat will float in the air.
Wait. I gotta put this in there. Don't try this at home.
I suggest you don't slather your cat in peanut butter.
There's gonna be somebody
unless
listening
it's
and like
chunky.
There's gonna be like
chunky peanut butter will make this work.
Okay.
There's gonna be somebody in
the cat or the peanut butter.
Both.
There's gonna be some guy in West Virginia going, "I'm gonna try that. Come here, Fluffy."
The laws of physics bend to my will.
I used to put my dick in this Peter Pan peanut butter.
The thing is, though, imagine if it works.
Oh, I would love to get.
I will get a Nobel Peace Prize.
Do you think so? Do you think they?
That's just the thing, though. But if you do think about that, though, that's a free form of transportation.
It's like.
Throw the cat in the air, it's floating, you jump on the cat and glide. I just solved all of our energy crisis.
Obama.
The only problem is getting enough cats.
Dude, we can always make more cats.
I'm allergic to cats. I need to ride on a hairless cat.
I am too, so don't worry.
Oh, so you want the foreign model.
You're messed up.
Dude, this is what happens when you give me enough free time. I come up with this all over the place. All right?
You're messed up.
Dude, I'm the same way with energy drinks. Like when I drink energy drinks, my mind just expands.
You need to at least hear some of my thoughts, because I
swear to God. No, I don't want to hear anybody's thoughts, because I figure I only hear about 15% of what everybody says, and I already want to punch out most of society. That's why I would never wish for telekinesis, not telekinesis, but telepathy?
Yeah.
Because I do not want to know what you're thinking.
No.
Because I might just punch you.
Because comic books try to make it sound so cool, and in the meantime, you get thoughts like, did I scratch my butt today? Why does my pinky smell so bad?
But the thing, though, for me is, like, my thoughts are... Yeah. My thoughts are extremely sporadic, though. Like, they can go,
exactly.
like...
Yes!
You've seen me, like, when I'm talking. Like, I had like a random moment that happened to me the other day. It was like I was just sitting there. Next thing I know, like just the thought that I'm playing Pokemon of all things. Yeah. Ironically enough.
Okay.
The way, just to tie this all back in the full circle. I was playing Pokemon. Then suddenly the thought of I really want to dropkick somebody popped into my head. And you know how I don't have that filter between my brain and my mouth, right, Zach?
Yeah.
You especially know this.
Right? I know this.
I think everybody after the first episode knows about this.
The thing is, like, I said that vocally, and I go, and then suddenly I hear everyone laughing around me, and I go, I said that out loud, didn't I?
Yep.
The best thing about this was, and since nobody actually knows his name, and I don't even know his name, Smiles is sitting right next to me, and someone points to him and goes, why don't you just dropkick him?
Yeah, we call him Smiles because we don't know his real name. He's really creepy, and he always has this weird smile on his face.
Yeah.
And
I remember that.
He laughs like an evil genius.
Has anyone ever just
he's threatened my life twice now?
Huh?
He's threatened my life twice now.
He's really creepy.
Oh, really?
And bad. Like he's threatened
to kick the shit out of me, and he's threatened to stab me with a fork.
Lovely.
I've challenged him openly twice.
We should have him on the podcast.
It would end in bloodshed, and I don't want him to know where I live because most likely he'll come in like late at night.
It's
trying
like
to kill me.
It's like, hey, Smiles, what's going on? I want to kill Fry.
Okay. You can try.
All right. So, other Pokemon news.
Well, okay. There's... I have to let you guys know this. I was talking with this before. During a meeting with my Actors Guild group. Okay, we were on the topic of Pokemon because we were bringing them in.
Yeah.
Our DSs because we were bored.
Yeah.
We had to be there 3 hours before curtain call, which was pretty pathetic. Anyway. But anyway, here's the thing. We just got onto the topic of Pokemon, and a friend of mine, my best friend, Ben Fizzler, goes, "Oh, you guys didn't know about this, did you?" And I go, "What?" And I'm like, "Did you know they did a Pokemon Live?"
What?
That is no lie.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding. He said this, and he told me they actually did a play on stage.
We are looking about
of an Ash type character throwing a Pokemon. The screen goes dark. You see explosions and all that stuff, and later you see a. I don't know what they use for Pokemon because I was like, I actually stopped. Like, stop.
Okay.
Do not tell me anything beyond that. Like, we're Muppets, puppets, or anything.
You're telling me that you don't like that idea? I think that sounds awesome!
Dude, I'd go to that play.
I would go to that play so hard. The only plays that come before that is a Harry Potter musical and Evil Dead the musical.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Potter, Evil Dead, Pokemon.
Now, all right, are we going to turn this into, like, the best musicals? Because I already have the best one we can come up with.
Evil Dead the Musical, Avenue Q, and I'm going to say Pokemon the Musical. It's already my favorite. I've never even heard it.
Goodness. I've never even heard it, and it sounds freaking awesome.
Dude, you cannot honestly say that it would... You wouldn't love being able to say at some point, I'm going to Broadway to see the Pokemon live.
Am I the only one here that feels that that's a bad idea?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it isn't a horrible idea. I want to see it so bad.
We can Google this and view this once we get back from break, we can tell them how bad we think this is.
I don't know if we have enough time for a break today.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
But no, here's the thing. All I'm saying is
at least give us like 3 minutes to at least see some of it.
My friend Ben, when he told me this, I was like, you cannot be serious. They actually did this? And he goes, yes, but it didn't get real far. I'm like, yeah, think. It probably only stayed locally.
So wait, was this an American?
No, it was not. That's the reason why it didn't go that far.
Well, that's just the thing. Ivysaur, I see where this is going.
So wait, Japan had a Pokemon Broadway, and it didn't work out?
I mean, it did work out.
It does not shock me one iota. They missed their timing.
Yeah.
Missed their time. I think.
It's not as popular in Japan anymore. That's the thing. It's
really? I didn't know.
Oh, no. It's an American thing now.
Oh. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
But that's Japanese people are like, oh, you're serious Pokemon people.
Yeah. You want another one? How about we just rehash the same old thing? Pokemon Black 2.
Or White 2, if you're
And that explains weird. Everything.
Although, I did see, like, I did see the legendary Pokemon with armor, and I was like, are we going to be able to put armor on our Pokemon? Oh my gosh.
That'd be so cool! Like, I was always wondering why they never did that in Pokemon. Like, I want to put my Pikachu in plate mail.
I want to put...
This is not D&D Pokemon,
I
want to
put my
Blast... That would be awesome!
I want to put my Blastoise in a tutu because I want to humiliate him. Because
I have to feel...
+5 for timid?
+5 for sexy?
Oh my gosh, I thought of a great D&D campaign idea.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Let me guess, we're all transvestites?
No!
All my characters are transvestites.
We're all transvestites. We're all
in D&D.
I don't know if that would work.
There's no way I would want to carry an electric mouse.
Because not only...
This sounds terrible because a friend of mine, one of my friend's girlfriends, you could say, her name is Meredith and the other one's name is Brittany. They were saying...
Okay.
Well, anyway. they did this.
They could be named Sally for all I care.
No name said, dropping.
I choose you, Skankachu.
Nice.
I like it. Yeah. Because they're dressing up as a really sexy... Pikachu, and then there's a
Dude,
few
that's
others,
hot.
And then they say, and I couldn't help myself but listen to this, and I'm like, okay, I understand the concept of the names, but what do you use for attacks? Says, oh, we don't really know. We somehow think it does relate to sex and STDs.
So Dude. Attract.
guys, when he was like,
attract and poison sting if you're a guy.
When he uttered the words, I can't help myself, I don't know why, but I thought, I couldn't help myself. I pulled down my pants and jerked off.
now for me, all
it's
I could
like,
think
come
of...
Come here, Skankachu!
Well, it's better than being a Metapod and only naming it penis than having it only know Harden
and
String Shot.
And you never let it evolve.
Exactly.
You go to the Elite Four and they're like, dude, this is a Metapod. No, wait, it's going to be totally funny. Penis. Use Harden.
It's almost as great as I saw the picture on the internet. Everyone's probably seen it.
Oh, of course.
But it's... A Blastoise fighting something, and they renamed the Blastoise Condom, and Condom used Protect, but it failed.
We're going to put these all in the link dump, by the way.
I think that was the greatest thing about Pokemon. You get the nickname.
I know!
But for me, I always nickname my rival somebody, like one of my friends.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, same.
So, like, for me, like, for instance, like, I named my current rival Rhett after...
A friend
of mine who's essentially like a little brother to me.
Yeah.
I wanted to name one of my Pokemon, and I cried when I found out it wouldn't fit. The very first time.
Oh gosh.
It had been years since I got back into Pokemon. I pick up the game, nickname Excelsior Fantastiballs.
No, duh! Excelsior pretty much would fill up all
the
right,
game.
So.
The game just has a box that appears that says, please, God, no.
It's better than doing what I did to somebody. They left their Game Boy on the table, and yeah. I went to the Name Raider and changed all the names of their Pokemon to insert person's name here. I'm not saying the person's name.
Yeah.
It's a gigantic dick.
And once you go to the Name Raider, you can't unchange it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
did you save it on him before
Yes, I did save it.
He must have wiped it all out and done a new one then.
So Fry just, in the distance, heard someone go, oh, come on!
Walks away.
Fry, you motherfucker!
My job is done.
Fry, this is wrong.
Fry's just
dude.
Like, I feel accomplished.
It's essentially like the whole, like, Zap Brannigan, I had snooze sort of look.
Great show.
You know, oh God, I like how we were going to start this off as a bad Pokemon game thing. We just went back into our favorite moments.
and like all the times I've screwed somebody over.
Exactly. Well, that's every episode. We could be talking about like Star Wars, and you'd come up with a way to be like, oh man, let me tell you this story about Star Wars.
Well, you guys jog my memory.
I smashed a girl's head in who looked like a Wookiee. They were just like, geez, Fry.
I'm not that violent, am I?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I do like primitive weapons, but I don't.
You see?
I love the way you just
see. I love
Yeah.
Guys, I love bashing my wife's head in with a club. That doesn't make me a monster.
No, I didn't say
monster.
I'm a fucking Neanderthal. Hell no. I am not a Neanderthal. But
sure?
I'm dead sure.
This is,
But literally, I'm.
You're not on the Geico commercials?
No. Oh. I mean, your mom probably is.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay, okay. Come on.
She probably is.
Yeah.
You have a
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Gotta catch
Pokemon.
All right. Let's stop.
All right. I want you guys.
58 people just pulled out their earbuds and went, "Oh,
fuck this! These guys aren't even trying this week.
These guys used to be cool.
They're just shoehorning it in with another Pokemon episode."
Okay. Well, anyway, what else would be bad?
Honestly, the Pokemon pinball I thought was really bad.
Oh, I hated that.
Oh, there are so some much. Really stupid ideas.
Because that got me thinking too
about how they have like actual Pokemon in the pinball machine. I'm thinking, who the hell put them in there?
That's one giant pinball machine, because Pokeballs aren't super small.
No.
They're like at least that big.
So yeah, you have like, so I just imagine there's this land where they just stuff Pokemon into pinball machines. I'm the only guy that thinks this. Everyone else is just like, it's a pinball game. Shut up, Lane. I'm like, no, we gotta save them.
Lane.
Don't worry, I was thinking the same thing too. See, great minds think alike. Exactly. They're straight up psychos, but
okay, so this week's a bit of a short episode, but next week will be hopefully normal length.
We're gonna have three topics for you guys to choose from. So basically, yeah. You're gonna be choosing the topic we discuss about,
because
it's democracy in action.
Yay! Because we could pick a topic. Mm-hmm. So, we're lazy. So,
but here's the thing.
Well, I wouldn't say we're lazy. We're just having a really difficult time picking between them.
Yeah.
True. Now, here's the.
Stop shaking the goddamn table, Lane. I'm not trying to.
He's so excited about what he has to tell you.
Not really.
Guys!
Fap. Skankachu. Since we're on the topic of bad things about who hates certain names about Pokemon?
Oh, God. Actually, let's just go over our two most hated Pokemon right now, or ways to get Pokemon. Because I can already name off my reason. And Zach, you heard this before when we were upstairs. Literally, I'm not kidding you. Getting Umbreon and Espeon pissed me the hell off.
Yeah.
Because that took too freaking long in the first part, because that didn't have a Sooth Bell.
Yeah.
So that just made... That's already making me pissed off.
I hated trying to get
off.
Mew in the original.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because my two hated Pokemon. I hate trying to get Mew because you have to glitch the game. You can't just naturally get it.
Yeah.
And my most hated Pokemon, because of what I talked about last week, Bellsprout will always be a bitch who needs to get shanked in the bum.
Am I the only one here that hates, like, the ice cream guy and Spoink?
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
That and Spoink. I don't know why I hate Spoink, but I just do not like Spoink.
As soon as that ice cream cone appeared on my screen, I went, what?
Vanillish. I know what you guys are thinking. Yeah, if you guys don't know, hopefully you guys do know, but yeah, Vanillish. It is the ice-type Pokemon. What they did was make a snow cone. Well, not a snow cone. An ice cream cone.
With a smiley face.
With a smiley face as a Pokemon.
And it evolves into a sundae.
Well, correction. Really? The final form is a sundae.
Yeah.
It goes from ice cream cone to waffle cone to sundae.
Yeah, he's not even kidding.
And I'm not even kidding. It's better than
going from, you know, a freaking sorry, I'm starting to stutter here. Basically, two cogs to going into three cogs.
Oh,
well, I'm not saying it's any work. I'm just saying.
Plank. Yeah, but Spoink also is pretty bad, because you go from a little ball that has a pigtail to suddenly you have a full functioning freaking pig.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you go from sperm to pig somehow, which blows my mind.
Okay.
I hate that one too.
We are going to have to.
Spoink.
We are going to have to. We're going to have to wrap this up because one of us has to leave early.
And he's the one controlling the microphone.
Yeah. So. Sorry for the short episode. We promise next week it'll be better.
Much longer.
It'll definitely be better, and it'll definitely won't be as disappointing as this one.
I don't think this was disappointing.
I don't think it was disappointing. I don't think it was disappointing either. And also, a lot of people prefer the shorter ones.
Wait, we shouldn't, you know, promote. We shouldn't be positive about ourselves on this. Like, I feel bad about this. Don't worry, guys. It's okay. We're gonna make it through.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
We're gonna.
When I listen to podcasts,
okay,
I prefer the shorter ones, but.
Yeah.
We definitely have ourselves a bard now, apparently.
Yeah.
thanks, Lane.
Oh, I was the guy who made the theme song. for this week only. Next week is going to be better.
I'm sorry, though, but it wasn't as good as I hoped it was going to be. Like, don't get me wrong, I like 8-bit. I was just really, really hoping it'd be, you know.
Well, because I don't really like doing 8-bit music either, because it's a bit harder.
But it's really hard to try and at least attempt to do 8-bit.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. But no, but the 8-bit does work well with this theme.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I'll have something. I'll have something up.
I'll work by the end of the week.
No, you won't. I don't want your help.
Through you.
All right. Anyway, I'm Lane.
Don't talk to the audio majors. Thanks.
Do we need to ask him about topics for next week?
We're going to put it on our Facebook page. So that means you have to like us.
If you're going to be extra courteous, spread the word so we can get more followers.
Because guess what? If you don't pick a topic for next week, we're all going to talk about our favorite bowel movements. That's a sealed deal.
I agree with that one. This one.
I can guarantee you. I had one really good one this morning.
Unfortunately, now that I said that, people are going to be dicks and just be like, I want to hear that story. I want to hear that podcast.
Lane would have
15
some fun minutes. Stories.
You ready?
Oh, God. Yeah.
All right, anyway.
I'm Lane.
I'm Josh.
I'm Lee.
I'm Fry.
And I'm Zach.
And this is Title in Progress saying,
we are out of here.
And I'm extremely disappointed.